What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, Sleepy Hollow. But this was different, people. This was different. It was a Halloween crossover double special with Bones and Sleepy Hollow, Sleepy Hollow with Bones. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be reviewing both episodes. I just finished watching it. I can't do it by myself. Well, actually, I can do it by myself, but I'm not going to do it by myself. I got all the way from the VRO.com. I got Amy McCraven. What's up, Amy?
Hey, Mike. Hello, Internet.
Well, you sound like a robot again. But you know what? Let's just see how what happens. Say something to the people. Say something to the people.
To the people, I have no idea what's going on with my mic.
Okay, that sounded pretty normal.
As soon as we get on air, it just makes me turn into a robot, according to Mike.
Yeah, it sounded well. Hopefully, let's see if it's okay. Let's just get through this review and keep your fingers crossed. All right,
fingers are crossed.
So this episode was a double episode.
Yes.
And if anybody listened to our past recap shows for Sleepy Hollow, I'm not a fan of Bones. I've never watched it. This is gonna be my first time either.
I think this might have been my second episode. I watched one Halloween episode. It like had Ryder Strong in it. From Boy Meets World.
Okay, no, but got it.
And I'm not a big fan of Bones either.
Yeah, I found out why I'm not a Bones fan, because
it's the lady.
You know what? After watching the Bones episode, I even have it in my notes. Bones gets on my nerves. But Booth, played by Angel, I call him Angel. He's not bad. I kind of like his sarcastic attitude in the series. But she is just, for me, now I know there are Bones fans out there, but for me, she's just a little know-it-all. She's just a little the top. It's just too much. It's like she's trying to be too smart.
But, yeah, I didn't like her either.
So this is this episode where it crosses over to Sleepy Hollow. I don't know why they did this. They could have left, for me, they could have just left all the Bones crap out.
Yeah, well, we did say we weren't going to recap this episode at all, but we gave in, and I gave in because I thought we were going to get our Headless Horseman.
Yeah, you know what? This episode, the Bones episode was called The Resurrection in the Remains, and I totally agree with you. When I saw the red coat, I was like, it's the Headless Horseman.
I got excited.
I did. And then I wrote in my notes, WTF, it's a stupid-ass soldier who we're going to see in the Sleepy Hollow episode. This episode. And then when I did not, I was trying to get into this episode, but was it just me or just Bones? Like when they have like, oh my gosh, we're going to have to study and figure out who it is. Dun, dun, dun. They just like stare at each other and then it goes to commercials. I'm like, yeah. And I don't know if that's, is this how it's the show supposed to be? Is it supposed to be cheesy funny?
I don't know, Jesus. I don't watch it, so I have no idea. But I did, you know, a lot of people were upset. They were like, how is Bones, because Bones is supposed to be, you know, real world.
Right.
No supernatural stuff whatsoever. And they were like, how are they going to do this? Because Sleepy Hollow is real world, but with supernatural stuff. But I think they did it well, because they actually kept all the supernatural stuff out of Bones.
Yeah, it just didn't do it. I mean, you know what? I was wondering how they were going to do it, but you know, that whole episode, and even at the end when they find out the murderer is, I was like, well, am I watching some stupid Law and Order show or something? Maybe I don't watch Bones and I don't get it, but it was like, I didn't mean to kill her. I was just mad at her. And then we solved the case, and now let's ship the body over to Sleepy Hollow. I was like, really? This was the big moment. This was the big, we solved the case. It was like a Scooby, like there's more excitement and action in Scooby-Doo than this episode of Bones.
There is. Okay, well, let's get off of Bones. Let's talk first about our favorite part about Bones, and then we'll get off of Bones.
Okay, what was your favorite part?
The very end when Ichabod said, well, Abby said, have you never had a sex on the beach? And Ichabod said it was called a rumple in the forest or something like that.
That was your favorite part?
That was my favorite part.
Because
the episode was over.
Yeah, for me, I had no favorite part. I watched it and I was like, I could have not watched this and watched Sleepy Hollow, and then I could have just done this recap show earlier instead of wasting an hour. Oh yeah, I was like, oh, I even told my wife came home and I was like, I'm watching this Bones crap and it's stupid. I just don't get it. Maybe I'm just dumb. I don't know. I just didn't get it.
Maybe
But
if we watch it from the very first episode,
hell
we'll
no, I am
understand.
not watching this crap. No. Even when I saw the commercial right now after Sleepy Hollow, it was like my skin got chills because it's like new Sleepy Hollow and Bones next week. I'm like, oh God, no. No. So I am not a fan. So let's talk about Sleepy Hollow. Then the episode started up. It was called Dead Men Tell No Lies. Oh, I'm sorry. Dead Men Tell No Tales. We get introduced again to Pandora. She pretty much hijacks the body coming from Bones' laboratory. And now he happens to be a dude that does not like, which we've seen in the past, Sleepy Hollows. He is not a fan of Crane. And they bring him back to life, and he brings back his soldiers of zombies, and now they're trying to take over Sleepy Hollow and kill Ichabod Crane and everybody in front of him. I'm gonna let you say. What did you think about the? What did you like about this episode?
I really didn't like anything.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, I don't, I guess because they did cross over with Bones, it just didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and maybe I just still had a bad taste because I watched it double feature. Like I was watching it, it was on my
Yeah.
DVR. The Pandora, it was right into Pandora, and I was like, oh, I don't like this chick. And then in the zombie thing, and I was like, he doesn't really even look that cool. And then it just, I don't know, it just kind of just tum it just like snowballed for me. And then of course I got to see Jenny and Joe, which I cannot stand freaking Joe. I don't even know why he's even in the show. But then, all he does is bitch and complain and whine. And no wonder his dad never told him anything because he's an idiot. It was just, I was like, why? Just don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
So on a scale of 1 to 10, Mike.
no, I mean, I did have some favorite. Okay, look, I did have some, don't get me wrong. Now, people listen to this are probably like, well, geez, Mike, did you like anything about it? I did. I liked Crane's girlfriend Zoe dressed up as Betsy Ross in her thigh highs. Those were cute. I definitely liked Abby in the beginning of this episode dressed as some kind of rapper or hip hop artist. I don't know. She had Queen around her neck. She looked hot there. hold on, I'm trying to find some other things. I'm looking at here.
Did you like Pandora's face? Because remember we thought she was like a lizard?
Yes, that was cool. I was good to see, for those of y'all that could understand her, and she sounds like a super transformer. There, she was asking about Pandora's face. They actually showed her real face in the little town everybody was trick-or-treating. I did like that. I think that's her natural form. I actually like her better that way.
Yeah.
Because that at least adds more mystery, and I don't know. But did you notice that when she handed the General Howl the mask, that's the brown mask. That's that same leathery mask that the Headless Horseman wore before he got his head cut off. So I'm assuming that she probably knows the main dude that maybe brought Moloch, or that's what I'm kind of figuring, kind of assuming that everybody's kind of intertwined because she handed him the same mask that the Headless Horseman wore when he was just a bald-headed dude before he got his head cut off.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but yeah, that it was good to see her natural form. The end part for me. The fighting, that was pretty cool. I definitely liked the Greek fire. I'm glad that Jenny and Joe actually helped the team because I was really about to. While I'm watching this episode, I'm thinking to myself, if they do not help them, I'm going to be even more pissed off at these two. But other than that, and that booby trap, and then all of a sudden Bones shows up. I'm like, okay, this is going to be awesome. They're not going to have Booth and Bones show up. And sure enough, they do show up. They help with the Indiana Jones trap. And then they're like, we're out here. Peace out. I'm like, really? That's all you did. You shot this, and then you just leave the team there. It's just, I don't know. It was just a waste, a waste, a waste, a waste. Never do it again. I never want to see this team
Never.
again. Never.
We should have looked up the numbers. I didn't even look up the numbers to see what it
Well,
was.
rumor has it, I saw online that they say, if I read it correctly, that Bones and Sleepy Hollow actually peaked high. It was higher this episode than it was
Oh,
previously.
good
So
Lord.
I don't know if it was just the talk of like the fans getting together to watch both. But for me, I don't watch Bones, like I said, and I'm not a fan at all. So.
So if they do Sleepy Hollow and Bones crossover again, are you going to watch?
I probably won't watch the Bones crossover because like they're not going to show that much. And then I don't know. To me, it's like I'd rather just watch Sleepy Hollow and I'll just guess what happens in Bones. You know, yeah, that could have been it.
Because it could have been a standalone episode.
It could have, and you know, I mean, at least Crane and Abby were more. They were shown in Bones a lot more. But I'm telling you, Bone. You know, it was like Skype call. Indiana Jones trap, then they're gone. And that was it. And I was like, really? That's your crossover? I don't know. I didn't feel it. And I wanted to feel it. And it was on Halloween, too, and I just didn't feel it. So, scale of 1-10, you asked me. If I had to put these two together, I would probably have to give it... if I had to combine the experience, I'd probably give it a 6. It just didn't do anything for me. If I had to give Sleepy Hollow a standoff by itself... Seeing the creatures, the zombies, the story. I did get to see Betsy Ross, which is Nikki Reed, which I'm glad I get to see her in there. You know, I would probably give it a 7. You know, 7 for this episode. You, what would you give it?
I was going to go with 5 and a 7.
5 and a 7?
5 altogether, 7 to Sleepy Hollow.
There you go. All right. Well, we kind of thought alike. I just hope next week, this week, we get a, I need something. I need a kick. In Sleepy Hollow, and I'm looking at the commercial from last that's gonna happen, and it seems like the pedal is done, and everybody's finding that tree, and we're gonna get answers on what the hell's up with Pandora, because that's what I need to know, and it better be good, because if it's not, I'm gonna be really pissed off at this season of Sleepy Hollow. I really am. Okay, I feel better.
I agree.
I feel better now.
That's good. I'm glad you feel better. All right. I did. I got excited. I was like, yes, our horseman. I have to recap this with Mike. And then I was like, shit.
I was waiting for you to call me or text me and be like, no, you can go ahead and do it by yourself. That's what I really thought. As soon as I finished, I was like, I'm gonna text Amy. I'm going to say, are you ready? And she's going to be like, oh, just go ahead and do it without me. I really thought you were going to do that.
I won't leave you hanging.
You know what? I'm prepared. I can do it.
I know you are.
All right. Are we done?
We are done. Thank you all for listening to us.
And notice, people that are listening, that you haven't heard anything that Amy said, barely, but until she said thank you for listening to us at the end. Isn't that weird?
Maybe I need to just cock my head to the left.
I don't know what you're doing, but yeah, okay. Anyways, we're out of here, people. Amy, real quick, let everybody know how they can find you.
Head over to thevro.com or varietyradioonline.com. All of our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of it is right there on our website. Our audio boom, everything.
Cool. And for me, you can check me out. iWatchMike.com is my blog. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mike the Movie Guy. And like me on Facebook. Check it out. iWatchMike. And, of course, my audio boom channel, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That is mine. If you want to find Amy's audio boom directly, audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. And that is it. We will be back later on this week to recap this week's episode of Sleepy Hollow that's going to be airing on Fox. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.